Hi, it's Amy with intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. And I'm going to talk about a concept that I used to talk about more frequently, but I think it's time to revisit it, and I've got some new ideas and perspective on it that I want to share. It's about getting things in order. If you're new to my program, and I'm intuitive and a coach, I help people create the life of their dreams. If you are ready to start a business, find the love of your life, attract that certain amount of money, promotion, maybe you're ready for a promotion, maybe you're ready for a big move, maybe you're ready for just for new life in your life, then I would love to support you in manifesting the desires of your heart. I can be found at intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. While you're there, pay attention to the Massive Result Intuitive Coaching Package. I just launched a 14-day money coaching program, digital, very affordable money coaching program, where you'll get meditations and visualizations, as well as be able to ask me your burning questions around prosperity, and I can help you clean some things up so that you are receptive to the wealth you know you deserve, right? You can feel it in your being. You're like, I should be making this, or I should be living this type of life. Why hasn't that happened? Well, I can help you with that. And you know, Valentine's Day is just around the corner. If you are looking for love, I can help you manifest that. Consider my Elevate Intuitive Coaching Package or the Up-Level Intuitive Coaching Package to manifest the relationship of your dreams. Okay, let's talk about getting things in order. In manifesting, if you have done any type of, you know, manifesting challenge, program, course, read a book, there's usually a section about clearing out the clutter, right? You go clean out your closets. Louise Hay used to say, clutter closets and cluttered refrigerators are a reflection of a cluttered mind. And so pretty much any program you take, they're going to say, hey, if you're trying to manifest, clean some stuff up, clear out the clutter. But I'm now going to say next level to this, and there's a feng shui component to that too. Next layer to this is not just cleaning out a closet, not just cleaning out a room. And I do think there's great value in that. And if there are things in your life that no longer serve you, by all means, get rid of them. But I also want you to look at the specific thing that you're manifesting around and ask yourself, do I feel my life is in order? Do I feel my life is in order? So that you can be receptive to it, right? And so you can look at it with a relationship. Am I ready for a partner? And the ego is going to jump in, or the lower self is going to jump in and be like, oh, well, you have so many things to do. You got to do all this stuff. No, I'm not talking about that. But just, are you ready to receive that which you are seeking? And if there is some order that needs to be put in place in your life, I do think in doing that and creating order in your life, you can create order in your consciousness. You are more receptive to higher levels of intuitive wisdom that will help you to manifest that big thing, right? You can hear it. Your spirit's probably already telling you the wisdom and the guidance and the actions to take, and you can't hear it because there's so much noise in your world. Whether it be from physical clutter or emotional clutter, be willing to do the work to get ready. If it was a romantic relationship, I'd say look at your house and say, is your house ready for a partner? Are your finances ready for a partner? If you are looking for an increase in earning, is your life ready for more money? As you let go of what no longer serves you, you make room for the new. And so this is a short message about just look around. Say, is there some things I need to clean up? And I pay attention to the nagging things that are on the back burner, the things that you say, I'll get to it when. And some things may require that, oh, once you manifest this piece, then you'll get to it. But I would also like you to take a stronger perspective. Think of this as Life is not happening to you. You haven't heard me say this in a while, but through you, right? It is time for you to step into your power and your strength. And in doing so, look around your life and say, is there anything that does not match me being a strong, confident human in this situation? And then just be willing to clean it up. You know, if there's some things you need to get taken care of, get them taken care of. If there, maybe there's some commitments that you made that you need to go and unmake, right? Or, let's see. What's one that I know for sure helps a lot? If you're looking to manifest money, look at your finances. You know, and I know many people are thinking, well, once I get the money, then a lot of this stuff will get cleaned up. But really sit down and say, what is the number? What do I owe? Where are the accounts? What state are they in? Who do I need to speak to? As you start to take those steps, as you start to work those things out, you'll start to see your prosperity increase. And it increases in direct relationship to you. You start to feel better about yourself when things are in order. And everybody's degree of orderliness is different. You know, so one person might feel most confident with a certain budgeting system in place that they religiously follow and adhere to. Some other person might feel differently about a budgeting system. Whatever it is, put some boundaries in place that you are going to follow that feel good to you, that feel natural and right and true to you. Not everything the world tells us to do is the right thing to do. You have to figure out what feels true and right for you. And the best way to know is if it is something that you're like, oh, I need to start contributing to my company 401k. Just try it. Try it at the lowest level, the lowest percentage, and see if it makes you feel better. And maybe as you're going through that process, you get a different piece of insight, right? Maybe you're like, oh, I should be contributing up to the match and I'm going to do that. Whatever it is, just start exploring it and be willing to take it off the back burner. Be willing to stop the process of procrastination and just address it. Like, oh, let me try this. Or maybe you keep telling yourself, I'm going to go on this type of eating plan. Well, just do your best based on what you have right now to start eating in that way and see how it makes you feel. And if you feel more confident, if you feel more alive, if you feel enthusiastic about it, continue to do it. If not, pick something else. I think the other pitfall when people are getting their lives in order, they'll try a methodology that they've been eyeing for a long time and realize it just isn't a match for them and they feel like a failure, right? What they've done is they've put all their faith in the methodology and not in themselves, not in the God within them. And so these are just tools. Find the right mix, because it's a mix. You might take something from here and something from here and something from here. It's a recipe, right? You build your recipe for life, but put those things in order. Create the recipe. Adhere to the recipe. And then see how you feel, right? If you feel better, if you feel more alive, if you feel a rush of enthusiasm, awesome. Now, I'll say this. I put something in order recently that has been going swimmingly, right? And I had the rush of like, yes, I finally did it. It's so good. It's so easy to follow. And then very much like the last show I told you about, you'll start a practice or something and you will have that initial like rush, that high, and then that'll subside, right? And so I started to wonder recently, I was like, it was doing so well. You know, and I know it's the right thing to do, so I continue to do it. But the high isn't there anymore, so it did make me question. No, it's not about the high will come back in different ways at different times. So my friend's always doing keto. You go on keto. You've been doing it for 10 days. You feel amazing. And then you're like, I don't feel like it's fine. I'll keep doing it, whatever. That's okay. Let yourself get a little bit bored. keep at it, because then you will start to work back up the emotional scale. So from boredom, you'll move into contentment, and then you'll move into positive expectation. Probably a little self-confidence will start to peak again. Then you'll start to move into the really higher frequencies, passion and joy and freedom and love and knowledge and peace. And then it gets better and better and better from there. It's just that when people start to get bored, they tend to want to quit. Don't quit there. Keep going, keep going, keep going. So it's a message. This is a message about putting things in order. You might need to clean out a closet. You might need to clean out your refrigerator. Do that. It's a wonderful time to do that because we're in a Mercury retrograde, and that's what I think this whole time is designed for, is to get things cleaned up. And so as you're getting things cleaned up and you're starting to put new systems in place that you're going to adhere to, really think about the you want to become, right? Whatever it is that you want to manifest, you're going to become a new person so that you can have that. Start thinking about that you, and what do they need, that you, need in place to feel like that you, right? You know, it's a lot of... So... let's just say, let's go back to relationships because that's easy for me to run with. So think about the you that's in a happy, loving, lasting relationship right now. Woo, yeah, you did it. He's amazing. Whoa. And think about what she needs so that she can stay grounded in that relationship. So maybe she needs to make sure there's space in her home for that partner. Maybe she needs to make sure that her weekend commitments don't get in the way of her being able to spend time with her mate. Maybe she needs to, something as simple as clean up the pet hair in her house, right? I had a friend with a cat, and it was everywhere. But she kept her room. She kept the cat out of her room. And I think that was her way of preparing for love, right? So just think of all the things that you need. And then cut that list in half because the conscious mind is always going to put way too much stuff on the list. And then the ego is going to get in there and get all overwhelmed. But really, you just want to let the subconscious know that, hey, this is an easy transition. We're moving into a higher way of being. And it's totally okay and safe and wonderful. And I'm putting these things in place so that I can be more receptive to the life that I want. And it works beautifully and magically and wonderfully. And then get the clutter out of your house. And if you're looking for love, get the excess stuff out of your house if that's carrying energy for you. If you are seeking prosperity, get the things that are broken and that make you feel poor out of your house. You know, maybe you need to organize your bills. Maybe you need to collect all your change so it's not laying around. I don't know. I keep very little clutter around. So it's been a while since I've been in that situation, but I know that every time I get rid of stuff that doesn't serve me well, there's a boost of excitement and joy and wonder. And then from there, figure out a system so that you can keep that stuff gone, right? So it doesn't creep back in and you have to do this all over again and you feel bad about yourself. There's no reason to feel bad. Even as I'm telling you to put things in order, do it from a place of joy. Do it from a place of celebrating the woman you are becoming. Do it from the place of, I deeply love myself and I want a life that looks like all the love that I have for myself in my life, and I'm going to do what I need to do. But again, don't overdo. Don't give yourself ridiculously high standards that you know you can't meet. Like, I don't have a lot of clutter around because I don't like keeping it clean, and I like a clean home, right? You know? So do things that are easy for you. Don't take on more responsibility. Anytime I put a really complicated system in place, it just sucks, right? So don't do that. Find the easiest way. Make the decision. It's going to be glorious. Clean out the clutter. Let go of what doesn't serve you. Put new systems in place so that life feels orderly. Orderliness is joy. Orderliness is divinity. Orderliness is prosperity. Orderliness is abundance. Orderliness is love. And that orderliness starts from within you. And as you start to believe in yourself and believe in the radiance that is you and believe that you are an imminent expression of God, then you will start to radiate that to the rest of the world, and beautiful and wonderful things will show up as a result of your orderliness. And then the interim, just start getting things in order in your life. Do the taxes. Return the thing that you borrowed. Replace your bedding if you've been meaning to do it. You know, organize your closet. Move if you need to move. If you've been planning to move and you want to move and you keep complaining about your place, go for it. And everything that you need will show up in support of that as you believe that it will show up in support of that. So just accept that this is a wonderful, amazing time in my life and I'm getting things in order because I'm welcoming in this new me and this new manifestation, and I'm so excited about my life and I'm so appreciative that I get to go through this, and it's all making me better, and even the struggle is making me better, and even the days when I don't feel good is making me better, and every time I get to learn how to be more myself, which is being more like God. And it all works. It all works. Okay, that's my show. Get things in order. Be kind to yourself in the process. Trust yourself, trust yourself, trust yourself. Stay in motion towards your dream, and it will happen. It will happen. It must happen. It has happened. It will happen. You're ready. Yeah. Yeah. And then check out some Feng Shui books if you want, if that lifts you up. It doesn't as much anymore for me. I've definitely Feng Shui'd a lot of houses in my day. And now I just like clean lines, and I like things organized. And I don't keep a lot of stuff that doesn't serve me. So do it your own way and do what feels right to you. I love you. I'm Amy of Intuitive Coaching with Amy. Thank you for listening to this program. If you are looking for a coach, I would love to support you. Please consider my services at intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. Until next time, take care.